sold off everything that we had, or most everything, packed what was left in a 20-foot container, put it on a boat, and hoped that it would arrive. Our furniture arrived, and we managed to set up shop in there, right there in Panama City. But the ministry that invited us there, about 3 days after our arrival, sent us a note to say that they were no longer going to function for a while. It's been about a year. I don't expect that they will ever pick up the pieces, as most of the principals involved seem to have found other things in the course of the year. But because we believe in the sovereignty of God, that did not catch him by surprise. We had been invited to Panama to do some specific things. Number one was to work with foreign medical mission teams, or foreign mission teams in general. And we have found that that is beginning to happen. As mission teams come, they find their way to us, or we find our way to them, so that we can serve them kind of as a local American contact. Having been on the mission field, there's a sense of personal connection. Being the missionary who is coming from abroad, it's always been important for our mission team to have someone like us in that foreign country. There's a sense of home. And so now we are on the other side of helping people feel at home while they are doing their short-term mission work in Panama. We're also able to provide translation services for missionaries and for preachers. A second reason that we had been invited there was to teach and train on evangelism. That's what I do. I'm an evangelism trainer. Another way to say that is that I come alongside you and churches to help you share your faith without being obnoxious, which is a skill that a lot of people don't have. They are actually afraid of sharing their faith, or they feel clumsy talking about their faith. And so part of what I do is help you overcome some of those fears to be able to share your faith, and then I consult with churches in order to be able to help them impact their local community. And so that was the second reason that we were called there. Our third reason was to be involved in the training of children's ministers, the training of children's workers. And so we are very busy doing that, and that's really where my wife Brenda, who's down here up front, that is kind of where she specializes. And so she's been developing a series of workshops on creating crafts about Bible stories, using resources that just about everybody would have in their house, like cardboard tubes from your toilet paper rolls, or paper plates, or rubber bands, and paper towels, and cotton balls. Because where we live in Panama, in fact, Panama in general, does not have the big box craft stores like Michael's every 5 miles down the interstate. And so without the big resources that we have here in America, she is coming up with very creative ways to use stuff that you already have in your house to explain Bible stories for children. And so she's working at providing this kind of teaching and training for children's workers. And so even though this is what we had been invited to Panama to do by this ministry that kind of closed its doors, we are finding that we are still doing the same thing. As we receive invitations to come and teach at conferences, international conferences, and being able to receive invitations to go and teach in different countries in the region, we are finding that we are being useful in God's kingdom. Our ultimate desire, really, is to ignite the church in the power of the Holy Spirit to passionately fulfill God's call to reach the nations. And so our ministry area is really from Alaska to Chile. It's all of the Americas. Now, if I were to ask you how many continents there are, what would you say? Seven? Now, if you lived in Central and South America, they would always say five, because the Americas are considered one continent. From North, Central, and South, it's just one continent, and Antarctica doesn't count. So that's how come you got five. Our ministry area really is all of the Americas. I teach routinely in the U.S. because that's where a lot of our income is generated to pay our bills. I run a website called Evangelism Coach, and so I basically allow people to rent my brain. I don't know how that sounded, but it sounds like a neat phrase. I teach at various different conferences here in the U.S., and that helps to raise support and cover our personal expenses. so that we can do our ministry in Latin America without having to charge for it. So we've been able to do evangelism workshops, craft workshops. And the neat thing is to watch people grab a hold of the idea of, wow, I can do this too. I see this craft and I can do this. Or I see how you do evangelism and I can do that. I was scared to do evangelism, but now that I understand what you're saying, I'm not scared and I'm happy to talk to strangers. And so we've been able to stretch our impact just being based in Latin America, being based in Panama City. It's much easier to travel to Colombia, to Venezuela, to Peru, to Ecuador, and northward into Nicaragua, into Costa Rica as the invitations come. Being based in Panama City, it's much easier to travel back and forth being based there than it is from being based here in Richmond. Well, that's a little bit about our ministry and what we've been doing for the past year and what we intend to continue doing. But let's, as is my custom, allow us to, please, I invite you to stand for the reading of the Word if you are able and so desire, and I'll be reading from Psalm 51.